Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, August 8th, and we're back with you for another Wednesday.
I thought it was Thursday. Wow.
No, it's Wednesday. Thank you very much. You're rushing toward the weekend already? Is that what it is?
No, not really. No. I just, for some reason, thought it was Thursday.
Thought it was Thursday. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you'll be forgiven.
Yeah.
As long as you didn't hurt anybody, you're good.
Nope, I didn't. Unless somebody today was like, oh, shit, it is Thursday, and then they realized it's Wednesday. But
yeah.
That, I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm the only one.
I've got I've got a headache. I just told you, so we'll see. I'll try to focus on what's going on. It just started, and it's a very faint one, but it's like in the back of my neck. I'm going, oh my God, man! So we'll try and focus on the show today,
mm-hmm.
bring you another entertaining show. And if you remember the last scheduled phone guest we were supposed to have, she never called, remember? And I thought maybe it's because you were talking about a finger inside a vagina and all that, and and I thought maybe she listened and didn't call. So now they're trying to bring me another one, and this is the first time the publicist has acknowledged that woman did not call, that she didn't show up for the interview.
That was weeks ago.
I know.
Like over a month ago.
A couple months ago,
yeah,
even, you know?
That was a very long time.
But only now, because she wants another guest on here, only now did she acknowledge that other woman did not call, which sucks, you know? So I tell everybody.
This doesn't make her look good.
No more phone interviews.
I don't like phone interviews anyway, to be honest with you.
I know. It's not like, you know, I mean, unless it's a Justin Bieber who can't come to the studio.
Nope. Even then, I'd be like, see you when you can make it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I hate phone interviews. They're just not the same.
Right. It's not the same.
They don't
sound
the same. You can't read their body language. You can't tell if they're grooving to it or not. Like,
right. It's just not interesting.
It's like,
sometimes
come to the studio
like
or don't.
Yeah. Well, but some people are not in town. That's
what
I'm saying. Well,
then, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Yeah.
Anytime you email me and you're like, today's phone guest, I'm like, ugh. Like,
yeah.
I don't look forward to the show.
Right. So that's why I don't do it anymore. We can live without it.
Sorry,
right?
To that publicist. Tell her she can send people to the
show. So a lot of, so a lot of requests I just flat out delete, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not interested anymore.
Right.
And people, God knows, if I took every one of those, we'd have like fucking 10 phone interviews every show.
Mm-hmm.
That's how many people are trying to get on.
Right.
But, So, Burger King in England agreed to play Toto's Africa all day long at London location. In other words, they said, if this tweet can get 1,000 retweets, we'll play Toto Africa. Now, I don't know why that song out of all the songs, but apparently they get like 6,000 retweets. So they're playing this all day. I don't know what's behind that, you know, but what can I say? This is the song. And the reason I'm excited about it is because tonight
I wouldn't
want to
hear
Toto
that song
all
for
day.
A whole day.
I would, but it's this song is not for you.
No.
That's why I'm going to see Toto tonight and you're not.
Tomorrow night. Today's not Thursday.
No, today's Wednesday. Today is when I'm going.
No, Thursday.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think you said Thursday.
On the 8th. No.
Oh.
No.
I would double check your tickets because you've been saying Thursday all week.
I didn't say Thursday at all. Did I even talk about it?
Yeah, we had like a whole show about it, and you said on Thursday I'm going to a concert.
Well, I was wrong then. It's not Thursday. It's definitely today.
Oh, okay. That would have sucked.
Wow, you got me worried now. Maybe I'll look in my... Because I didn't even look at the tickets. I just looked at the email.
Yeah, I would definitely just double check, because you definitely said Thursday.
No, it can't be Thursday, because today's the 8th. I remember it was...
Well, you didn't say the date. You just said, I'm going to a concert on Thursday.
Right. I just remember that is the 8th, so it's got to be today. Besides, I told my brother to get ready. What do you mean? You know, we
What time are you guys
it.
Heading down?
The concert starts at 7:30 in Orange County, which means we're going to leave probably at 5:30. Like a couple hours at least to get there.
You should leave earlier than that, like have dinner.
I know,
and
but
OC and chill before the concert.
But we don't have time. I mean, we're busy. We have to work and shit, you know, so.
That sucks.
I know. But.
The trials and tribulations.
It's going to be pretty. A pretty shitty trip. I know that for sure, you know.
Damn. Yeah, I know. Have some positivity there, bud.
I'm trying.
But no, look, Pacific is horrible.
Pacific Amphitheater in Costa Mesa. That's far, man. That's like 60 miles or something. You know?
I went to Costa Mesa a couple weekends ago.
Right. And you see, if there's no traffic, you get there in an hour. But with
there's
traffic,
always traffic.
Yeah. So Wednesday, August 8th, 7:30. So if I said Thursday, I take it back.
Yeah, I mean, it happens to the best of us. Yeah. I thought today was Thursday, so you're good. We forgive you.
So, yeah, and I mean, Toto is one of my favorite bands. There's no way I would miss that. So I'm just curious as to what they have two lead singers, and one was replaced at a certain time, certain point. I don't know if they have them back or whatever. Often bands, like, they'll go apart and then they have the person comes back later.
I know, yeah.
Shit like that. So you never know. But it's like a marriage, you know? Sometimes they get along, sometimes they don't.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's a lot, too. Like, being on the road with people. Yeah. The drummer has a different opinion than the bass player. Like, I can just imagine there being drama. You know?
Yeah. But people do get... you know, do get in trouble and go separate ways. They're saying that now. Check this out. I guess the social media is all up in arms because Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin have been seen looking stressed out and shit.
Yeah, and there's like pictures of them crying. I'm like, don't you worry, baby boy. I got you. You just come find me. I got you.
I don't see the pictures crying. They just look distraught.
No,
you know?
There's pictures of.
Of them actually crying?
Yeah, of Justin, like, in full-blown hysterics.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not showing that one. There's only a couple pictures here.
They're, like, on bicycles?
Yeah, they went on bikes.
Yeah.
And he's holding his head and all that stuff, but who
I mean,
knows,
he's, a,
you know?
He's an emotional guy. I've been to church with him, and he's, like, always crying in church.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with him? Why is he crying?
I mean, you can't imagine what it's like to live that type of life.
Right.
Like, he can't even go to church without paparazzi being outside.
Right.
Like, you can't even pray.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, now he can't go to ice cream. He can't even have, like, a proposal or an engagement without literally everywhere he goes.
Right. But he's not a victim, you know?
No, he's not. I mean, okay. God, everyone who isn't trying to, like, live the life that he's having. I'm not saying he
shouldn't feel
blessed.
Exactly, and it's a choice, you know? I mean, when you're trying to make it big and shit, and
but he made it big at 12. He didn't really have a choice.
What do you mean? He didn't have to do it.
I know. I mean, his mom and his dad were probably like, yeah, you got talent. When you're 12-year-old, you don't know, like, what that entails. Like, you don't have a crystal ball. Like, if my parents came up to me at 12 years old and said, hey, Danny, you're going to be the next, you know, Angelina Jolie, let's get you to Hollywood, I would have no fucking clue what they were talking about. And I'm like, let's go.
Right, exactly. But then you grow up and you can say,
no, you
well,
can't.
That's not for me.
No, you can't.
Why?
Because you're already in the limelight.
No,
he was popular.
For a
no,
long time.
He was super famous as soon as his first hit came out.
Yeah.
After Baby came out, it was a wrap. Every little girl in America was like, oh my God, there's no going back.
Yeah, but
he
can stop his career. I mean, he doesn't have
but
to.
But he
continue.
Still would be popular. He
yeah, but he can fade away. You
no,
know?
Never. No? Nope. People are always going to want to know what he's doing. And then at that, when he fades away, people are going to be like, but why did you fade away? Now they're going to be even more intrigued in what the fuck you're doing with your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely stuck there.
So he's stuck?
Yeah. For sure. He needs a woman like
that's
me.
A good place to be stuck at for crying out loud, man. Look at this hot chick.
So weird. I used to see him once a week. We always used to say hello to each other, and I haven't seen him in months.
What do you mean you used to see each other once a week?
I told you the story.
No.
Okay, so when I first moved to LA almost a year ago, last September, I went to a private party, and he was at the private party, and I've always had a crush on him, like always. And I was like, oh, my childhood crush is here. But I went outside, and then I came back in. He was sitting on the couch with a female. Very basic. I wouldn't look twice at her. She was wearing like a mint fur coat, and it was 1,000 degrees out. I'm like, you're an idiot. We stared at each other for like what felt like a full blown minute. But I'm not the type of chick to come up to someone when he's already having a conversation with someone else, because right. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So I walked straight past him with my roommate to the bathroom. We're in the bathroom for like a solid 5 minutes. I'm like taking selfies, drinking the rest of my drink. And I came out and he was waiting for me outside of the woman's room.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. And he grabbed my arm. He's like, "You're one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen in Los Angeles." And I was like, "Ha ha!" Like, you know, like kind of like, is this really happening? So he's like, "What's your name? Where are you from?" I'm like, "I'm Danielle. Mm-hmm. I'm from Boston." I was like, "What's your name? Where are you from?" I was like, I had no idea who he was. Obviously, I know who the fuck you are. Right. And he started laughing. He's like, "I'm Justin. I'm from Canada." Then he got swarmed by like 50 girls. And I felt so uncomfortable, yeah. like so uncomfortable. So I grabbed his face and I said, "Have a good night." And he said, "Really?" Like as if no one's ever said that to him before.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, "Yeah, have a good night." Thinking like maybe he'd find me again at the end of the night. He didn't, folks.
No, someone else found him by
yeah.
then.
Yeah, so 2 weeks after that, my roommates tried to kick me out of my apartment. And I was like, all right, I'm either going to stay home and cry myself to sleep, or I'm going to get dressed and I'm going to go out by myself. So I hit up my promoter friend. It's like this guy that works at Hyatt. I go, "Hey, can I sit at your table tonight? I'm coming by myself. I just need to have a couple of drinks." He goes, "Yeah, I'm sitting in the back with two of my friends." So I go at like 11, and he's with an older woman like in her 40s and a girl my age. And me and the 40-year-old are like taking shots all night. I'm like crying in her shoulder about my life. She's like, "You remind me of myself." And I was like, "Yeah, it's so hard to date in LA. Like everyone's a douchebag." And she goes, "I think you'd be perfect for my son." I said, "Really? Like interested?" And she goes, "Yeah." And I go, "How old is he?" She said, 23. I started laughing. I go, "No, I'm about to be 30. She goes, no, he needs an older woman. He's really immature." I said, "No, it's never happening." So she ends up giving me a hug. She's leaving the club early. She goes, "I'm going to be praying you and my son cross paths." I go, "Okay, Patty, you crazy bitch. Bye." Uh-huh. So then the manager comes over and he goes, "You know who that was, right?" And I said, "I don't know, Patty." He goes, "No, that's Justin Bieber's mom."
Really?
Mm-hmm. So wow. Every single week after that, uh-huh. I've seen him at least once a week.
Really?
Everywhere. Rooftops, at the top of a... I went to a job interview in Beverly Hills, and it was like in mid-traffic time. And I was like, I don't want to drive back to West Hollywood right now. I'll be sitting in traffic for 45 minutes. So let me go to the Montage. I went to the rooftop, sitting by myself, and the guy was like, "You can't sit on the right side of the pool." I was like, "Bro, I'm just having a drink. I don't need to sit on the right side of the pool." So I saw the waiter bring like two big trays of food to like a cabana with the curtains closed. And I was like, "Oh, someone must be in there, obviously."
Right.
So I'm like on my phone taking a selfie, and I look up and he's standing right in front of my table. And he was like, "Hi, how are you?" I'm like, "I'm good. How are you?" And I'm like looking around just to see like, does he know? Does he recognize me? Does he not know?
Right.
And then I went to church at that like for months at this point. And we've never spoken. Every single week that I went to church after that, he always said hello.
Really?
He would drive by me. He'd wave, so roll down his window.
So you run into him quite a bit. I mm-hmm. mean, people go throughout their whole lives not running into Justin Bieber.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I thought for the longest time, I'm like, I think this dude's going to be my husband. Then all of a sudden he got engaged. And I was like, well, there goes that. Not meant to be.
Not this time around.
No. But it was weird. I literally thought, because I'm like that weird person where, okay, it's one thing to meet him, but it's another thing to meet your mom and not have any idea it's your mom, and she thinks that we'd be good together.
Right.
And then to see you every single week after that. But ever since he got engaged, I haven't seen him anywhere. So.
Oh, well, he's busy.
He is busy planning his wedding.
Yeah.
To someone who's not me.
Now, is that woman famous for something? Or
who?
His fiance.
Hailey Baldwin Alec Baldwin or what? Alec Baldwin's brother's daughter.
Okay.
They're both actors.
Like Stephen Baldwin or Baldwin's Billy daughter. Or
Stephen.
Oh, okay.
And she's a model.
Yeah, she looks good. Well, I just closed the page, so I can't see it.
She's very young.
Yeah, yeah.
She just turned 21, I think.
Really?
Yeah, like a child.
Well, he's young too.
No, he's like 24.
That's not young.
I mean, 24 and a 21-year-old yeah. is usually, that's like young to me.
Nah, come on. Come on. That's like a 3-year difference. That was the difference between me and my first wife when we got together and she was 22, 23.
Yeah, but it's, times are so different now.
Yeah, but still, I mean, come on, 3-4 years is not a big difference.
I understand for him wanting to get married because, I mean, it's Justin Bieber. He's probably slept with a woman in every single continent on this planet, okay? And he's right. probably sick and tired of it. He's probably, like, ready for a family and ready to settle down. As for a 21-year-old female, I don't think a 21-year-old female is at the capacity
I thought you meant she's too young for him.
No, I'm just saying her mentality is not probably not... up to marriage par. Like,
I thought you meant the age difference.
No, I don't care about the age difference. Oh, gotcha. Shit, he could be with
21
someone.
21 is early to get
there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's not like she's on the level of fame of Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber has lived probably a life of... He can literally say he's 40 now. That's the life he's lived. He's seen everywhere in the world, has probably seen every possible female he could possibly see. For him wanting to get married and have a child now, I understand that. As far as her, I don't understand how a 21-year-old, she just turned 21, is ready for marriage.
Yeah, but that's Justin Bieber. I mean, who was going to say no to him?
That's fucking terrible.
Why?
That's awful. If I ended up dating him after 2 months, if he proposed to me, I'd be like, I don't know if we're ready for that. They've known each other for years, though.
Oh, okay.
They've known each other for like
besides
10 years.
Bullshit, man. You'd marry Justin Bieber in a second.
If I liked him, yeah.
Well,
I would just marry someone just because of who they are. Mm. Shit, you know how many people I could have fucked by now just because of who they are? What am I going to get out of that?
I don't know.
Nothing.
No.
But I feel like I would like him, so.
Yeah.
If you hear this and you ever break up with her, you know where to find me.
Yeah, there you go. There's someone here. Waiting for you.
I'm a little bit too old for you, but your mom said you needed an older woman, so I got you.
24, 25, the fucker's got more money than God probably by now.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
But money doesn't make you happy.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, it does. It, more money, more problems, Biggie said.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's okay. I'll take more problems with more money.
Yeah, same.
I'd like to at least sample that.
Yeah, same.
Let me try to at least see what it's like, and I'll decide if I like it or not.
Same. I think if you come from no money and then you have money, if you're smart, you shouldn't have any problem. I think it's the people that come from money and have always had money where they have more problems.
Yeah, I think so, because they don't appreciate money as
exactly
much
as they take shit for granted. I think somebody that used to eat ramen noodles every single night and then all of a sudden can afford to eat at Mastro's every single night is going to appreciate that meal more than someone who's been eating it their entire life.
That's true. That's very true, you know. But one thing is cool is that in America it's possible to get from poverty to riches, if you put your mind to it.
Yeah.
Of course, you need a little luck too, but still, you can't just play the victim because you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Just be miserable, man.
Yeah. Then you have people like Demi Lovato who came from nothing and then they got starred in a show called Barney.
Right.
And then another star show after that and another star show after that. And now look at her life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes making it is not the answer.
Right.
She might have been better off if she was just working like a regular job.
Probably.
Not
but
with those.
But she chose this.
But not with those vocals, though. She can sing. That girl can sing.
Really?
Yeah. She can throw. She's not like one of those Disney stars that like needs the auto tune. Like she can sing.
Really?
She's super talented.
Well, let me hear one of her songs. What's a good song?
Do
of her? Sober? Oh, that's
no.
A new
don't
one.
Do sober. It's depressing. Let's do something catchy. What's the one under sober?
Tell me you love me.
Nope. Keep going.
Sorry, not sorry. Stone cold. Lonely.
Do sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
She performed that at the VMAs a couple years ago, I think.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, maybe we should listen to Sober so we can hear what she was talking about.
But this is like from a party or something. No, I don't know what it is.
No, that's not right.
Oh, sorry, not sorry. Clean version. Okay, let's try that. Now I'm out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret, and too proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now payback is bad chicken, baby. You know, they do so many effects to the voice, you can't even tell the real voice.
Yeah, this isn't a good song for an example. Yeah. Well, right here is good.
Yeah, Yeah, she's a good singer. Yeah. I mean, I don't like the music, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not... I don't, like, run to my Apple Music and download Demi Lovato.
Really?
Like, she's not, like, my... I don't, like, wait for her album to drop at midnight.
Yeah.
Like, that's not my talk. I think she's beautiful, but... she's not my favorite artist. I didn't grow up a Demi Lovato fan.
Right.
Like, it was like Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, and Zendaya. And I would say I definitely lean towards Selena Gomez, even though she dated my boyfriend, Justin Bieber.
God, you know everything about those relationships, man.
I mean, it's everywhere, though. But we don't know everything. Yeah. We only know what we read.
That's true. But still, you know more than I do. I guess I don't read the gossip.
He was just with Selena Gomez a couple months before he proposed to Haley.
Really?
Yeah, they were back together. I was like, okay.
Yeah, well, he's got some to choose from, you know? That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
What a heartbreak. Yeah. Selena Gomez has spent her like whole... Like, anytime you think of Selena Gomez, you just think of Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And now he's engaged.
Oh, wow.
That's gotta hurt. I don't give a shit who you are.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think it hurts her?
She's probably acting fine wherever she's at, but she's definitely cried herself to sleep a couple of times.
Possible.
Yeah. Either that or she's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
You never know.
I know. You never know what's happening with these people, man. They're fucking weird.
Yeah. Sober, I guess, came out and that was her telling the world that she was back on the drugs.
Yeah.
That song, Sober.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now it says she's going to rehab, right?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, she's been in rehab before. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Hopefully this time around it sticks. Well, she hired her sober coach a week before she overdosed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And her sober coach, I guess, was with her for like years. That's when you know. If I was a sober coach, I'd be
working,
like, yeah.
Right?
If I was a sober coach, I'd be like, she's about to... hit rock bottom. If she fired me out of nowhere. she's about to hit the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty sad, man. I hope she comes out of this, you know?
You know, I was talking to Gabby the other day and I was like, you know, I've got issues and you've got issues and like mom and dad have issues. And like pretty much our family has like, you know, some fucking problems. Which
right. who doesn't?
Like who doesn't? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have to say me and Gabby were talking about how blessed we are that we were raised in a way where we were never into drugs. Like,
yeah.
I think about that all the time. Like, even when I go to parties out here and I see how many people just need coke to get through the night.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And I'm like, I'm so happy this isn't a lifestyle that I have adapted to or chose to get involved in.
Right.
Like, I can't even imagine being the same human being I am at this very moment had I been addicted to, like, coke or Molly or had to do that type of shit when I was out.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I feel like drinking is kind of like an addiction.
Right.
Like sometimes I feel like I need to drink when I go out, but I know when to pump the brakes. Like I'm not going to like, I went to a puppy event yesterday, which is great by the way.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And there was an open bar there and I had like one glass of champagne.
Yeah.
I know when I can and cannot drink, like when it's appropriate, when it's not appropriate. I'm not going to go to a puppy charity event, get wasted at the open bar. Yeah. But there's some people that are such alcoholics that they will go to an open bar at a puppy event and have to leave. Like there was some girl there who was beyond wasted.
Wow.
And I'm like, we're at a fucking charity event.
Yeah. And how much pain do they have to suppress to get that fucking drunk?
And it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Sam.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, it's not Sunday fun day. We are not leaving brunch. We're not going to Highlight Room.
Right.
You're at a puppy charity event and you are wasted.
Yeah.
And I knew the girl that she was with and you could tell that she was just so embarrassed and so annoyed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the reflection of who you bring around you is also a reflection of yourself. You don't want to be bringing
those
type of people around yourself.
Exactly. And, but, you know, I feel if you have to drink so much to cut yourself from reality, then you're really hurting, you know?
Like, I drink because I love the taste.
Yeah.
That's my problem. Like, I drink it because I'm like, this is fucking delicious. But I don't drink because I'm suppressing any type of, like, sadness.
No, not you, because you're not drinking that heavily. But
right.
I'm just saying that, you know.
Well, the other night I drank a whole
bottle
of wine. What's
the reason of doing that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Whole bottle of wine.
Yeah, there was, like, this much left when I put it back on the shop.
Well,
I was
that's
like,
a
damn,
lot.
Danielle.
Yeah.
But I did it over a vast amount of hours. I didn't drink it all in like 1 hour.
Okay.
Like I started drinking at like 5 and I went to bed at like midnight. The bottle was gone. I was like, fuck. And I didn't even feel buzzed. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
I did not even feel buzzed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So why did you bother? The taste?
I love the taste of red wine.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite thing in the world.
Wow.
I just discovered this new brand called Ménage à Trois. like a threesome.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking good.
Really?
My favorite wine is 19 Crimes, but I think this might actually top it.
Huh.
And it's only $11 if you go to Ralph's.
Okay, so let your dates know next time they come to bring you that type.
Well, first of all, they're not coming to my apartment, so.
No?
No.
Well, no. So
not, unless I've been dating them for a while, then yeah.
Really? So how long would it take for someone to be able to come to your house after you date them?
If I'm taking them seriously?
Yeah.
If I actually want to be with them, probably like 3-4 months.
3-4 months.
Mm-hmm. I'll go to his apartment, but I'm not going to have memories of you in my apartment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like you're not about
to. So it's
to
the memories.
Yeah, like I want to get rid of my bed because I've had sex with somebody in it. And every time I get into it, it makes a squeaky noise. I think about having sex with him.
Oh, God. No, that's fucked up.
I got issues, Sam.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not kidding. I'm getting a new bed. Like, I have like 2 more weeks with this fucking piece of shit bed, and I never have to think about how I had sex in it ever again. That was my mistake, and I wasn't taking that dude seriously. So imagine someone I was taking seriously, would I even have memories of you all over my apartment? That's then we stop talking, and then everywhere I go, I sit on my couch, I think of you. I cook dinner, I think of you. No, I don't want that.
Right.
I'll go to your spot. Plus, I want to see how clean you are, if there's remnants of any bitches there.
Right. Okay, so you'd see it once, twice, but then, you know.
No.
He's no, not coming. 4 months.
No, like probably three. 3 months is a good time. 90 days.
Yeah.
90 days and then maybe. Because I think if you make it past the three month mark in this day and age, you're off to a
then
good start.
It's going
to
work?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because people usually don't make it past a month in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Like you like hook up for a month and it's like goodbye.
But sometimes it takes longer to find out you don't like the person, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think honestly you could be with someone for 2 years. I don't think anyone really knows if they like a person until you move in with them.
Yeah.
It all comes down to living together.
Yeah, to live it together, yeah. To see if you can stand them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. You know, it's not enough just to go out and have fun while you're out, you know.
Yep.
And you gotta look at the times when there's pressure.
Yeah.
And how you guys handle it. Yeah. You know?
So
yeah, what do we know about relationships? We actually need somebody to come here. We used to have like people come in here about relationships all the time. Now it's dried out. So I don't know what's going on. We had like matchmakers come on and relationship experts and all that shit, you know.
That'd be fun.
So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I'll be damned if I'm gonna go after people to find guests, you know, they still have to come to us.
Right.
But it's just yeah, like I told you yesterday, I think it's really quiet over the summer, you know, everybody's away.
I know, but it's LA. Yeah. There's always people here too.
No, I know, but where the fuck are they then?
I don't know. Good question. Partying in a mansion in the hills somewhere, sleeping till 2 in the afternoon.
So did you give yourself like a deadline of how long you'll be here before you move back, or are you gonna stay here?
I'm staying here.
You're staying here no matter what?
Yeah, I'm not going back to Boston.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd move somewhere else if you met a guy?
No.
Somewhere else?
What do you mean? Like, give an example.
Well, if you met somebody and they actually live somewhere else, they're just visiting,
like Portland.
I don't know where.
No.
Maybe not a place you like.
If it's warm, yes. If it's cold, no. Mm. I refuse to live my life in that coldness.
Right.
It's miserable. I don't like it. And it makes me lazy.
The climate, the weather that makes you decide.
And it makes me lazy. Like, on the East Coast, I've realized that, like, during, like, the fall and the winters, I was very useless. I never did anything. It's because nobody wants to leave the house. It's so fucking cold. And that's not what I want to do. Like, I could literally do whatever the fuck I want to do today.
Yeah.
Because it's glorious out.
Yeah.
So, no, if my husband loves me, I'm like, hey, boss up, man up, let's buy a house in Sherman Oaks.
I don't think you're going to do that. I think you'll follow them like crazy if you love them.
No, I've been following guys my whole life. I think that's my number one problem.
Yeah.
I dropped out of college and followed a guy to San Jose State. That worked out real fucking well.
Yeah, right. How long were you together before you followed him?
I met him when I was 17, and then I moved to San Jose when I was 18. No, 19.
So you've known him for 2 years.
2 years. Huh. And then I left San Jose a month before my 21st birthday. So I was here for almost 2 years.
Yeah. You see, it's that will try a relationship too.
It took 4 years
you know?
Of my life.
Yeah.
I hate him. He like still will text me. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
But what does it mean he took away 4 years from your life? You didn't enjoy that time? You didn't?
Oh my God. It was the worst. It was like the probably the darkest time of my life.
So why did you stay?
Because I didn't. I don't know. Because I was. It was the first guy I've ever dated. So I didn't know what love was. I didn't know the definition of how relationships are supposed to be. So can you imagine your first serious relationship being as toxic and unhealthy as that one? Yeah. I would be at his apartment, and as I was leaving, another chick would be walking in. He gave no fucks about me.
Wow.
Yeah, there was one night.
And you took the abuse.
I took the abuse. It was the most abusive relationship I've ever been in.
Yeah.
He punched me in my rib cage.
Wow.
Used to choke hold me, throw me across the room.
What the fuck, man? Mm-hmm. How can a guy do that to
me? Oh, they can do it. And once you let them do it once, they're always going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always going to do it. Horrible.
Fuck.
But I remember one time we went to a bar. He didn't have a car. I had a car. I had a car out there. Like, I was working with this older woman, and her daughter went to college in Los Angeles, but we were in San Jose, so she let me use her daughter's car. Right. Wasn't nice, wasn't fancy, but it got me from point A to point B.
Right.
And I remember we went to a bar, and I was 82 pounds because I was so depressed and I wasn't eating. And I got shit faced off one martini because martinis is all liquor. So he's like driving us back to his apartment because he obviously needs to drive home. And he's like swearing at me. He's like, I have plans with this chick tonight. And I'm like sitting in the car and I'm like, is this my life? Like, you think to yourself, is this my life? Is this really
he's
what I'm
walking
doing?
On you like a fucking doormat.
Yeah. So I remember we got back to his apartment and I was hysterically crying because I was shit faced and I was just so miserable. Like, I was just not a happy camper. And he called me ugly like 1,000 times. He's like, you're so fucking ugly. And as he was leaving, I grabbed his arm and I said, where are you going? And he picked me up by my neck, tossed me across the room, and I hit the wall. So I like blacked out and I woke up maybe like who knows how long later. And the apartment was empty. I was there by myself and I woke up. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. And then I thought I would leave. Okay. Yeah. Did it. Another time, maybe like 2 weeks later, we went to go get tattoos. His cousin tattooed this hideous tattoo on my wrist. Ew. It's so ugly. You suck at your profession. Anyways, we go back to his apartment after and he like ran out of the car and into his apartment. And I'm like, what is he doing? Yeah. What a weirdo. So I see this car. He lived in like one of those cul-de-sac areas where you just knew every car of every person that lived in his building.
Right.
So this car pulled up. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? And this chick, I'll never forget it. This chick in a little red dress got out of the car. And I just knew as a woman instinct, I went right up to her. I go, where are you going? It could have been somebody completely different, but my gut instinct said, go up to her. So I go, where are you going? Uh-huh. She goes, I'm going to my boyfriend's house. I go, who the fuck is your boyfriend? And she said, beep. I'm not going to say his name. And I said, that's my boyfriend. And she starts laughing at me like I'm this fucking Joe, what? Right? And she goes into his apartment. So I run up the stairs after her. He opens the blinds with both of them standing on the other side of the blinds on the phone with the cops. And he goes to the cops. He goes, my ex-girlfriend, who I haven't seen in months, mind you, I just spent the entire day with him, just showed up at my house unannounced while my girlfriend is inside. And I just like couldn't believe it. As cliche as it sounds, it was pouring rain.
Right.
And I'm like, is this really happening? So I'm shit-faced. I'm about to get in my car to drive home. He's standing behind me, still on the phone with the cops. And I turn around and this is the first time I ever hit a man. I've hit a man since after that, I will say. I've definitely beat the shit out of a couple of my boyfriends. The first time I looked at a man and I punched, he had a really sensitive nose, and I punched him right in his nose and I said, fuck you. And he goes, she assaulted me. And I got in my car shit-faced, drove home in the pouring rain, went home, cried in fetal position for what felt like 10 hours, went to In-N-Out in the morning, got a burger, and as I'm eating my burger in the booth, I look up and he's sitting right across from me in the booth smiling. Like, hey, babe, what's up? Do you want to come back to my apartment? And I looked at him like, is he crazy? And I remember I went home. I called my dad. I said, book me a flight. And I went home.
Yeah, that was it?
That was it. That's all. I mean, I can't say that's all it took because it took a lot.
Right.
But it's funny because Gabby was going through an abusive relationship at the same exact time. And I was going through an abusive relationship at the same exact time, and neither one of us told each other because neither of us wanted to hear like, well, I told you so,
right.
You're a fucking idiot, right. just leave him. So like it took years, like years later we confessed to each other. So that entire time she's going through shit, I'm going through shit.
Yeah.
When I got to the airport and my dad picked me up, he was like in hysterics because I was so skinny.
Yeah.
He's like, you're lucky he didn't kill you.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So shit happens, Sam. That's why I'm kind of fucked up when it comes to relationships now. Because I go into them just not trusting anybody anyway.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see why.
And then they look at you like you're crazy. I'm like, you don't even know half the shit I've been through.
Yeah.
So don't even look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
So to all those females out there who are going through this right now, just pack your bags and leave.
Yeah.
And it's hard because some guys are psychos. Like, it's impossible to leave, but get help.
Yeah.
Get some help. Tell somebody. I didn't tell anybody. That was my problem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Some people are afraid to tell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, do you prefer to date white guys, black guys?
I've never dated a black guy in my life.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I've never even kissed a black guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. My dad asked me that all the time.
Not attracted?
I'm not physically attracted. I mean, don't get me wrong. I find there's beautiful black men, of course. Like, I find Blake Griffin to be attractive, although people will say he's not quote-unquote black. I'm like, he is. Idris Elba, beautiful. There's plenty. Michael Ealy, beautiful. I'm just not physically...
Right.
And I don't know.
And yet you identify more with blacks than whites, right?
Yeah, I do. Like, if somebody asks me what I am, I'll say I'm black.
Right.
You know? And then people look at me and they're always their response is, you're not black. I'm like, but I am black. Go fuck yourself. Because if I said, what are you? And I said, I'm white. People would be like,
no, you're not.
No, you're not. Like, it's like a lose-lose situation. And it's like, when you're having a short conversation, you don't want to be like, I'm Haitian, Irish, and Native American.
Right. You don't want to, like, go, I'm half-half and start... the whole conversation.
Yeah, it's just like, you keep it simple. I'm black. Because if I say I'm white, you're going to look at me like I'm crazy. And then you're going to look at me like I'm racist and I don't identify with my black side. But I feel like I'm more... It's weird. In some aspects, I feel like I'm very white. And then in other aspects, I feel like I'm black. If that makes any sense.
Well, it does, you know, because you live in sort of like between two cultures, you know? It's clear because, you know, if you're half and half, which side do you go?
Right. And I grew up in an all-white town.
Yeah.
We are like the only black family. So like, I remember I hung out, my group, my clique was like five white girls. And I used to wear fake blue eye contacts.
Uh-huh.
I used to buy them, like save up my pennies to buy them. And I dye my hair blonde. And I used to go fake tanning because they would go fake tanning. And it's just called like completely losing myself and not knowing who the fuck I was.
Yeah.
At all.
Wow, that's sad.
Mm-hmm. It actually wasn't until I... did Bad Girls Club, the reality show, where I like knew, okay, this is who I am. This is who I've always been. And now I have an opportunity to be this person.
Right. So would you like not propose or recommend interracial marriages?
No, I feel like it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, so it doesn't... But look what it did to you as the child.
Yeah,
you don't
but
know where
my
you
parents
belong.
Never had that conversation with me.
Right.
You know, I think in this... If people are going to do this, they need to do it in a way where they need to explain to their kid, like, you are not this and you are not that. You are both.
Right.
You know, like, Marcellus is Haitian, Irish, Native American, Puerto Rican.
Right.
And he looks like very light-skinned. Like, he almost looks like... He has white skin, but he's got black features.
Right.
Like, he's got my nose, curly hair. Like, obviously, a white person doesn't have this type of nose or curly hair usually, like, guy-wise. So, I mean, it's you just got to have that conversation. Like, you're mixed. My parents never sat down. Like, my mom never knew how to do our hair. So, we go to, like, middle school. Like, if you look at pictures, I'm like, Mom, what the fuck were you doing? And she was like, I just didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And then Dad, like, was no help. It's like, Dad, how do you let your daughter just like go to school like that? That's ridiculous. So it was like they never sat down and explained to us like, this is your culture, this is your roots, this is who you are. It was even to this day, I don't think we've ever even had the fucking conversation.
Yeah, that's actually a good thing if they did, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad would get like frustrated with me when I hung out with just white girls in like middle school and high school. But then he would get frustrated with Gabby because she identified herself with the Spanish crowd. So me and Gabby never used to hang out.
Yeah.
Ever. It wasn't until we did the reality show together that we actually...
That's interesting.
Yeah. You know? We never used to hang out. We fought all the time. We never did anything with each other on the weekends. We never told each other anything.
Isn't that unusual for twins?
Yeah.
Though?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we
You're
did the show.
You're both firecrackers, man.
Yeah. Then we did the show together and we got our ass beat together. And it was like this monumental moment in time where it was like, no one will ever understand this but us. And we've just been super close, like almost since, well, obviously we're separated right now, but we FaceTime each other like 50 times a day. Like, and we'll FaceTime each other and not say anything. It'll just be like, she'll be doing whatever she's doing on the phone.
Right, and you're doing, but at least you have that connection.
Yeah, but we're not speaking.
Yeah, that happens on the phone sometimes. No rush.
Yeah. There you go. Like this morning, she called me, and I was like cooking breakfast and unpacking boxes, and we weren't even speaking, but we were on the phone together.
Yeah, right. I know that. Yeah, that's, yeah. So. With some people, you always rush, though, you know?
Well, and I don't know if it's I'm attracted to white guys because I lost my virginity due to a white guy. Like, I don't know if that stuff really does affect you in the long haul. There, you know
I
what
think
I mean?
Everything affects you. You know, everything you go through leaves some kind of mark on
right.
you.
Right. Like, my mom is only attracted to black guys. She's white.
Yeah.
And my dad is really only attracted to white women.
Right.
He's black.
That's why they're married to each other.
Yeah. Well, separated now, but
right.
that's why they were married to each other. But I'm wondering, I'm like, so my dad would be like, when are you bringing home a Tyrone? I go, Dad, when are you bringing home a LaQuisha? Like, you married a white woman, so you can't get upset with me that I'm attracted to white men.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, at the end of the day, my parents don't give a shit. Mi casa, su casa.
Right.
As long as we're happy, they don't care.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, they have a mixed marriage. How could they come to you and say, you know, don't see this person, go see that one?
I think what frustrated my dad is he saw the guys that I was dating, and they were white men that loved to put have me on their arm, but they would never bring me home to their parents.
Oh. Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, you can't stand on the top of a rooftop and scream, this is the love of my life. This is her right here. And I feel like in my, now that I'm older, I'm more into Middle Eastern men, which is a problem for me because I know a lot of them wouldn't bring me home, especially if they're traditional.
Right.
If they're Americanized, I have a little bit of a shot.
Yeah.
And then white men, I promise myself, I'm not going to take anyone seriously unless I can sit down with him and know at some point I'm meeting your family.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just going to be some chick that you're sleeping with for 10 months. And then when you realize it's getting too serious, you're going to leave me in the dust. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. No, it's pretty cool that you realize that, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, you admit.
What about you?
Well, you admit to the you admit to the fact that some people may not take you home with them, you know? So you learn that you're honest with yourself, you know? And that's a sad fucking commentary, you know? But it's true.
Yeah, like, I don't want to, like, I feel like a lot of men, too, won't bring anyone who's tattooed home to their mom.
Right.
Because some moms are very traditional in the sense, like, oh, my God, my son's not going to marry that. You know, even before knowing you. Like, you could be the best fit for your son, and they're just judging you off, like, and I'll probably be the same when I'm a mom.
Right. You know, and that's what I did when my daughter was young. She was probably 14 or something. And I didn't want to see this guy, you know. It wasn't a racist thing or anything. But he came from a totally different background, poverty, South Central, you know. Like, and she would have had to take the bus to fucking South Central, which is the most dangerous area in L.A. And I said, I don't like that. So to this day, they call me racist, you know.
Oh, really?
Because he was an Hispanic guy or something, you know.
Well, 14 is very young, but that's when I lost my virginity. I lost my virginity at 14. Biggest mistake of my life.
Yeah.
But that's when, like, that's
No, but it's just, all I'm saying is, as a parent, you try to protect your kids.
Right. And then even when you do, like, my dad tried to protect me, too. And the more your parents protect you, the more you want to rebel.
Yeah.
Like, the more they tell you don't do it, you're like, well, I'm going to fucking do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the guy I lost my virginity to was this white guy. Oh, my God, I loved him. I remember the first time he asked me to slow dance. An eighth grade dance, and I was like, I love this guy, you know. And this was like when I was like,
it doesn't take much for you to fall.
No, me, nothing. It takes me nothing. You guys gotta tell a couple jokes, take me on like two good dates. I'm in there,
give you an orgasm.
No, not even.
Oh, not even,
not yet. Even. I could fall in love with
don't
both
even
sex
go
involved.
That far, really.
But he made a bet that he would have sex with a black chick by the end of the summer, and then he slept with me and he won $200.
Oh, wow.
My brother beat the shit out of him.
But you know what I'm thinking? I'm wondering if maybe you're projecting that. And people are scared, like, you know, I could fall in love with you immediately kind of thing.
No, that's 110% what it is.
So
I know that's what it is.
Yeah? So people feel they're afraid?
110%.
Really?
Like, when I told you I came out here and the first guy I met was Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
And I hadn't had sex in 7 months and I ended up sleeping with him. And in return, I got him a thank you for the dick box.
Right.
Yeah. And that scared him.
Yeah.
He was like, he looked at me, he's like, no one's ever gotten me a gift before. And I was like, what do you mean no one's ever gotten you a gift? He's like, no one's literally ever done anything like this for me before. But then he got weird after, and then he cut me off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, there'll be one guy out there. Well, that won't be too much.
Exactly. Who's looking for
and
that?
And that's going to be my husband.
Yeah.
So I'm okay. Any guy that thinks I'm too much, you know, you're going to be some type of tropical rainstorm in somebody's forest, and they're going to love every single fucking second of it. I just haven't found that yet.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well.
Yeah. It makes me smile. It makes me giggle, like, when I think back on, like, some of the shit I've done. Like, I'm like, I'm intense. Like, when that hockey player cut me off back in Boston, and he told me he was going to take me, like, to Japan with me and this and that, and he cut me off, and I knew he was leaving to Japan, and I think for me, I needed closure because I didn't know what happened. He just, he told me he was going to break my heart in a million pieces, cut me off, slept with me, never talked to me again. And for me, I can't do that. I need to know, like, what happened. Was it something I said? Was it something I did? Did I eat incorrectly? Like, just tell me what bothered you. So I can move on.
Right.
So I went to Home Depot. I got a construction box covered in black tape. Cut out individual letters of a magazine, and on the flaps of the box it said, "Fly me to the moon." Right. Just kidding. Fly me to Asia. Sorry for being rude to you. Can we be friends again? And in the box, I knew he was leaving to Japan, so I got 41 nips. You know what a nip is?
No.
It's like one of those small little bottles of alcohol. They're shots.
Oh, okay.
What do they call them out here?
I don't know.
Shooters.
The small bottles.
Yeah, they're like little shots.
Yeah, I know those, but I don't know what they call them.
Okay, well, nip shooters. I got him 41 because the flight was 41 hours there and back, so one nip for every hour he'd be on the flight. I got him a hockey book to read about this, like, famous hockey player. I got him 9 DVDs to watch on the plane, 2 travel-size cologne, and a note that said, "Can we be friends again? Yes, no, maybe." He signed for the package, and I never even got a thank you.
Yeah, well, you scared the shit out of him.
But that,
that's
that,
overwhelming.
But how's it overwhelming if someone cares that much?
Yeah, but it's a lot. I don't know. How long had you seen him before that?
We talked for like almost 2 months.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was like we were like together every day for 2 months. So like that is a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That shouldn't be a surprise or a shock.
And he knew it. One day he looked at me and goes, "You're way too nice for me."
Yeah.
Okay, but this is what gets me. Guys want girls to treat them like shit.
Yeah, maybe girls want that too.
No, I don't. I want a guy that's sending me a fucking thank you for the vagina box.
Not you, but look at all the women that do, you know?
I know, they're ruining it for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, what can I tell you? I don't know. It's tough, you know?
Would you be freaked out?
Probably not. No, I mean, after 2 months, I'd be flattered, you know, because you know something's going on that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he's in a relationship now. Good for him.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I always wonder. It's like, because you like date these people and then these people aren't in your life and then you hear about who they're dating or who they're sleeping with. And then you wonder, like, why wasn't I good enough for you?
Right.
Like, why is this working for you and me and you weren't working? Right.
Well, it's personalities. It's opinions. It's backgrounds. That's why I'm telling you, you know, if you come from very different backgrounds, it's going to be challenging for you. You know, when you come from similar culture, it's much easier. You have a lot of things in common.
Right.
You know.
I just need somebody who has, I don't want someone who has the same personality as me because I don't think we would work, but I need somebody who fucks with my personality. Like when I'm having a bad day, he's like, "Oh, Jesus, here goes Danielle." But like, isn't going to just like run for the hills the minute I'm not acting how I was acting on our first date.
Right.
So you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, make them realize that it's their loss if they don't pick you.
What if somebody gave you a thank you for the dick box? Would you be like, "Holy shit, this bitch is crazy"?
What's a dick box?
So I got him a gift for every day of the work week.
Right.
So Monday was a Bath and Body Works candle, and I put a little note on it that said, "Monday's the most stressful day of the week. Light this before you go to bed."
Oh, God.
Tuesday was a bunch of Netflix and chill snacks, and I was like, "Can we Netflix and chill tonight?"
Uh-huh.
Wednesday was a cologne. I said, "Wear this just for me."
Right.
Thursday is his boys' night, so I got him a bottle of Grey Goose, which is his favorite liquor. And I said, "Enjoy boys' night." And then Friday was a pack of Blue Moon. And I said, "Because once in a blue moon, will you ever meet anybody like me?" It's cute, right? Yeah.
So where's the dick in all this?
It was after he gave me dick.
Oh, okay.
Because I hadn't had sex in seven months.
So that's when it's called the dick box.
I said, "Thank you for the dick box."
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I put a little note that said, "Thanks for the dick."
Yeah.
A smiley face. Like, who the fuck would do that?
Yeah.
Me. And I'm single. Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, well, folks.
Thanks for my therapy session today, guys.
Yeah. And I just got to play this here. Let's just put... Okay, I want the...
Are you going to dance?
Of course. Okay, there you go. Oh, man, I'm so stoked for this concert. I'm extremely stoked. I know I'm going to enjoy it. And I don't go to concerts a lot, so when you do, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Danny, thank you. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.